3, Numbers chapter 23, Miss Eaton was playing the organ last night, and I really rejoiced. You know, I was just thanking the Lord for her. You know, I've keep forgetting to turn this thing on. I've had a lot of older people tell me, say, well, I'm just going to sit back and let the younger ones take over. She doesn't believe that. She's going to get up there and she's going to be an example to all of you younger ones. There's a better way to look at it, isn't it? That's the way we ought to look at it. And then I came in this morning and I shook hands with Brother Larry. And Brother Larry's a Jones on his daddy's side, I believe. And I said, Brother Larry, I said, we might be related. I said, you might be my grandpa. No, just kidding. All right. Let's look here in Numbers chapter 23. I'd like to look at one verse there in verse 10. Who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. We'd like for you to turn to the book of Galatians, and I'd like to read a verse there. Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live, the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. We want to preach this morning on the subject, living like you want to die, or dying like you want to live, which? Living like you want to die, or dying like you want to live, which? And we want to consider in this message four things. We want to start out by asking you four questions. How do you want to die? How do you want to die? Question number two. Am I living like I want to die? Am I living like I want to be living when I die? Am I living like I want to be living when I die? Question number three. How do I want to live? Question number four. Do I want to die as I am now living? I believe these are four questions that I believe each one of us, whether you're saved or whether you're lost, I believe we need to consider very seriously. living as you want to die. I believe a good rule to live by is to decide how you wish to die and then live as you wish to be living when you die. I believe that's a good rule. How do you wish to die? Do you want to die knowing that you have put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If you do, you'll have to do that right now. Because you don't have a promise of another minute. You don't have a promise of a next week. You don't have a promise of a next month. You don't have a promise of another year. The only thing you have is a right now. The Lord says now is the accepted time. Today is a day of salvation. You only have a day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. I want to die in fellowship with the Lord. And if you're going to die in fellowship with the Lord, you're going to have to live it. You're going to have to talk it. And you're going to have to do it now. You don't believe any more than what you practice. You don't believe any more than what you practice. The word fellowship means to have in common. What do you have in common with Jesus Christ? It means to believe the same thing. What do you believe that the Lord has given us to believe? How much do you believe that He's given? In John chapter 14, in the Gospel of John, let's turn back here just for a minute. In John chapter 14, let us look at verse 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. Oh, I love the Lord. How are you serving Him? How close are you to Him? Are you in fellowship with Him? How much do you have in common with Him? He says, He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. And Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. There's no ands, ifs, buts about it. You say that you love the Lord, you are going to keep His words. And my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. God is going to do that. And Jesus is going to do that. Isn't that great? I want to die having obeyed the plain, simple commands of the Lord Jesus Christ. Having been baptized, having joined and working in His church, as He commanded. In Ephesians 3:21, He says unto him, be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. I do not want to die not bringing glory to the Lord in His church. Do you want to die in disobedience to these commands? Very serious, isn't it? I believe the Lord had a purpose in setting up His church while He was here during His personal ministry. I believe it was meant for it to be His teaching institution. He put the truth in it. And He said to His church, teach it. Get them saved. Baptize them. And teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded. I also want to die being at peace with my brothers and sisters in the Lord. Having no malice toward any of God's people. That means your husband. That means your wife. Isn't that strange? We can get along with everybody in the church but our husbands or our wives. Huh? We treat everybody better than we do our husbands and our wives. There's something wrong. I believe if anybody ought to be able to work out any problems or disagreements or anything, it ought to be two saved people. Whether it's husband or wife or mama or daddy or daughter or son or whatever. We're saved by the grace of God. We ought to be able to work out our problems. We ought to be able to work out our differences. If we want to die this way, we are going to have to forgive. We're going to have to forgive. We can't hold grudges. Did you ever see that in a Baptist church? Did you ever see people hold grudges? Did you ever see people that wouldn't forgive? Well, that creates a very bad spirit, doesn't it? I don't want to die that way. I really don't. We need to love one another. We need to love one another. We need to love one another just like Christ loves us. Just like He forgives us. That's how we're to love one another. That's how we're to forgive one another. Think about that. Think how Christ loved you. He loved you when you was unlovable. Did you deserve to be forgiven? I didn't. But the Lord loved me and He forgave me. I can't understand that. But I praise God that He did. And that's exactly how we're to forgive one another and how we are to love one another. Just as He loved us. And He still loves me that way. He still forgives me just like that. Now, how far wrong am I? How far off base am I? How is your heart right now towards your brothers and sisters in the Lord? I believe this is very serious. Because we don't know if we're going to have a tomorrow. How are we living? I also want to die with assurance that all my family is prepared to meet the Lord in heaven. At least that I have set the right example before them. And that I haven't been a stumbling block in their way. That's the way I want to live. That's the way that I want to die. I don't want to die being a stumbling block to them. I want to be living a life that's honoring and glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ, and that they might be able to see the Lord Jesus Christ in me. What is your spiritual condition right now before the Lord? Let's evaluate ourselves this morning. I believe everybody can answer that. I believe we ought to be able to answer that. If you're saved, you know right now where you stand with the Lord. You're here and lost without Christ, you know exactly where you stand with the Lord. Nobody has to tell you. You know whether you're saved or whether you're lost. You know right now, when you die, where you're going right now. Nobody had to tell me that. I knew that. Are you standing where you stood 5 years ago? Are you standing where you stood 10, 15, 20 years ago? Have you let down? Have you compromised? Have you given in? Are your convictions as strong as they were 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago? I believe that we ought to be stronger today than we were 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. And I believe that we're closer to facing the Lord than we have ever been. Are you satisfied with the condition that your life is in right now? Or do you need to make some changes? Is there some things that you need to repent of? Because we're all going to die as we're living. For me to live is Christ, I believe, ought to be the heart cry of every person that is here that is saved by the grace of God. For me to live is Christ. Lord, I want my life to be under your control. Lord, I want you to live through me. Decide now how you want to live. Decide right now how you want to live. And then ask yourself the question, do I want to die that way? The Bible says, as a tree falls, so shall it lie. So you're going to die the way you're living right now. Just how do you want to live your life? How do you want to live your life? Do you want to live it for Satan? Do you want to live it for the pleasures of sin? Do you want to live it running with the wicked? Do you want to live it out of fellowship with the Lord? Do you want to live your life outside of Christ? Outside of His church? Outside of fellowship with God's people? Do you want to live your life disobedient to God's call to salvation? In Hebrews 4:7, the Lord says, today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Harden not your hearts. Have a sensitive heart. Don't harden your heart. Are you saying, let me alone? I want to live my life as I please. Don't die being disobedient to the call of the Lord. Whether you're saved or whether you're not saved, don't harden your heart to the Word of God. Don't harden your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. You're out of fellowship with the Lord. Don't harden your heart when the Lord speaks to you. Hear His voice. Listen to what He has to say to you. Don't harden your heart. Be sensitive when the Lord calls you. And so we're all going to die as we are living. You know the rich man there in the book of Luke chapter 16? He chose to live for the comforts of this life. But he died as he had lived. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. But he died as he wanted to. He died as he lived. He died wanting all of those comforts. All of those pleasures of sin. But in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. Listen, there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Are you going to die without Christ? Are you going to die out of fellowship with the Lord? You know, there's none of us that know when we're going to leave this earth. Are you going to die outside the Lord? Not being saved by the grace of God? You have opportunity right this very moment just to simply say, Lord, I realize I'm lost. I realize I'm a sinner. I realize I know I need to be saved by Your grace. And Lord, I want You to do something for me. I want You to save me. Because I know that You're the only one that can save me. You're the only one that can deliver me from my sins. You're the only one that can give me eternal life. You're the only one that can take me to heaven. And I want to trust You. And I'm sorry for all of the sins that I have committed against You. And I want you to save me right now. Are you going to die outside of the Lord? Outside of His church? Oh, what a privilege it is to be a member of the Lord's church. What a blessing to know that you're in fellowship with the Lord's church. Do you have your future all planned out? How about your eternal future? You know, the Lord can shatter our plans. It's not worth it this morning to fake it. So, Brother Jones, these were some heart-stirring questions. Where are you at today with the Lord? That's all that matters. That's all that matters. Is how is my life with the Lord right now? Brother Mark was singing that song. There was so much in that song. And I love the Lord. I want to honor Him. I want to glorify Him with my life. And when the Lord comes back after me, whether it be in the second coming, in the rapture, or whether He just plugs up one of those arteries of mine, completely. I had one 98% plugged, but He says, I'm not through with you yet, and give me another couple years. But my heart's desire is to die in fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord has done so much for me. He has done so much to me. I owe Him my whole life. My whole life belongs to Him. Forget people right now. And consider your life right now just between you and the Lord, where you stand. Everything else will be taken care of when that relationship is taken care of. I preached to you throughout this week how Christ died. I preached to you how that He was buried and how that He arose again the third day for your justification. Are you saved this morning? Do you want to be saved? Do you know that when you die, you're going to heaven? I didn't ask you if you knew that you were a church member or if you were baptized. I ask you, when you die, do you know you're going to heaven? You can know. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. That you may, K-N-O-W, that you may know that you have eternal life. You can know that. You can leave here this morning with peace in your heart, and you can leave here with hope of heaven in your heart. You can leave here knowing that your sins are forgiven, that your slate is clean. You're here and away from the Lord. You can leave here with peace in your heart. You can leave here with joy in your heart to know that you're in fellowship with the Lord. You're in fellowship with God's people. Everything's all right between you and Him. You know, there's not a greater feeling, is there? There's not a greater feeling than to know that you're in fellowship with the Lord. and that everything's all right between you and Him. There's not a better feeling. And there's not a worse feeling than to know when you're out of fellowship with Him and things aren't right between you and the Lord. And you know, everybody gets backslidden away from the Lord, they want that feeling back. Isn't that right, brother? You want that feeling back because it feels so good. It feels so good. I don't know your condition this morning. I don't know anybody here. But the Lord does. The Lord has spoken to you throughout the week. He's spoken to you this morning in this message. Why don't you come? The Bible says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. If it was left up to this flesh, I never would have repented of my sins and put my faith and trust in the Lord. But the Lord touched my heart. And He just said to me, He said, everything that preacher is saying is true. He says, trust it. Just trust it. Just believe it from the heart. Just believe it. And that's what I did. I just stepped out by faith. And I said, Lord, if I'm going to hell, if I go to hell, I'm going there trusting You. If I go to hell, I'm going trusting You. And I stepped out. And I believed with my heart. And I confessed with my mouth the Lord Jesus Christ is my personal Savior. And I wanted the whole world to know it. Maybe you're here this morning and you'd just like to come and say, Brother Titus, I come repenting of my sins and putting my faith and trust in You as my personal Savior. You're here this morning, you're away from the Lord. Maybe you'd like to come. And you have a desire in your heart for the Lord to restore you. You know, David had to cry that out. He said, Lord, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. The Lord has spoken to you. Why don't you come? So we have a song of invitation. Brother Larry, you come lead us.